Through a Scottish Prism, the programme that is unapologetically pro-Scottish independence and anti-Westminster rule. Everything we say here is viewed through a Scottish prism. Brought to you by Barhead Boy.
Welcome back to the show, folks. It's lovely to have you back again. Welcome back to Through a Scottish Prism. And it's been a week since we last spoke, so you know what that means, folks. We're another week closer to our goal of independence. And it is getting closer, and this week's been a spectacular week. But I've really got a special, special, special guest. I don't want to say that every week, special guest, but I have got a special guest. These podcasts of mine and my website would not survive if it were not for this wonderful chap that we're going to have on here, JJ, from down there in Ayrshire. I'm sure some of you know the old, better known more affectionately as Jabberwocky on Twitter. He's been doing all sorts of things, internet radio, which has been a hobby for about 11 years, but it's become suddenly just a wee bit more than a hobby, which we're going to discuss tonight, and it's going to help along with our independence drive. Some of you might have been listening to his Mixed Bag show, which has been on nightly from 9 till midnight for quite some time now, about 2 months. And he's also on Indie Live Radio, but we'll talk more of that. But first things, welcome, JJ. How are you, my friend?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks very much.
Good, good.
Nice intro.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's quite funny. The great thing about this one is now I don't have to tell you what's been going on or anything that needs to be edited or done. As you're doing it, you'll know.
Because if you say anything wrong, I'll just edit it out.
Well, correct. Yeah, if you don't like this, you can finish me off. But I can't stress to you, folks, to all three of our listeners, how pivotal JJ here is to the show. Because I am, as I'm sure you will expose me, an absolute Luddite technophobe. And if it wasn't for JJ here, this podcast would never get out, and half my blogs wouldn't either. And I want to publicly end on here, thank you, my friend, for all the help you've given me. Just another example of how the independence movement brings people together.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. Can I just add a Luddite with two D's, that is, if anybody's writing this down? just to confirm what you said.
or FUD, if you prefer, for short.
Which is yeah, we don't use the word FUD much.
Well, you do, actually, when you're talking to people. No, don't do that, you FUD.
the thing is, there's people all over the world using the word FUD, and the majority of them don't even know what it means.
No, it's great. Yeah, the Scottish language is getting further and further, but it is indicative of our movement, and that's how we got, you know, we came in touch. But you would not have called yourself a couple of years ago a political person at all, would you?
Absolutely not. Never. Oh, not at all. Absolutely not. In fact, even now, I wouldn't call myself a political person. In fact, I kind of get embarrassed when I went into the Indie Live radio studios maybe about a month ago to see Kevin Gibney, and there was a live show on the Norrie Hunter show, which is on Monday, Wednesday, Friday between 11 and 2. Comes from the studio itself, whereas my show comes from my house, basically. So I was in there, and they had some guests, and there's a couple of pensioners for Indy, I think it's the Glasgow pensioners for Indy, and I was quite embarrassed because I wanted to take part in the conversation, but I don't really know the people. Somebody could say to me, oh, there's that MP, and I honestly couldn't tell you whether that MP is SNP, Lib Dems, Labour or Tories, basically because I don't care. Obviously I know the well known ones, and I know I know a lot of SNP ones, but I'm not really interested in that part of it, and I'm not, that's to my discredit, I suppose. I just want independence for Scotland, basically because Westminster are ripping Scotland off and have been for years, and anybody that doesn't see that is just stupid. And to be fair, I suppose I was stupid all those years ago.
What sort of brought it to your recognition that, oh wait a minute, this stuff is for a game of soldiers?
I can tell you exactly. Twitter, social media. I don't have Facebook or anything. I just use Twitter, and Twitter is a fund of knowledge, absolutely. And I'm not saying that everything on Twitter's true, but then when you speak in the pub or you go to any meetings, that's not necessarily everything there is not necessarily true. So what you do is you take all the knowledge, I can't remember who said that, you take all the knowledge, then you dissect it, then you decide what you want to believe or what you should believe. And I have absolutely no doubt. I mean, let's not talk about Nigel Farage, but Nigel Farage, who's funding Nigel Farage? I'd like to know that. Nigel Farage is the only person not telling us.
Well, I think the heavy sort of evidence it seems to point towards Aaron Banks again.
Yeah, but you asked Nigel Farage.
Oh, he
I watched the thing yesterday. Yeah, he doesn't answer. He said there was, I can't remember the guy's name. He only mentioned that guy because the guy came out and said that he had funded the Nigel Farage, his party, for like £200,000 or something. Mm. But then if you're on that Channel 4 thing, which I watched briefly the other day, it's Channel 4 claimed that Aaron Banks is funding Nigel Farage himself, taking him to America, and he's been on stage with Trump twice that on that programme. I've seen him, which is like exposure. That's what they're trying to do. And then Nigel Farage says the other day that we have to bring a medical insurance system in, because the NHS isn't working.
Yeah, but here's the scary thing, though, JJ. His party's leading in the polls in England by some distance, with no manifesto, with the smell of corruption and legal money hanging around him. But still, our English neighbours feel the desire to make him the front runner.
Now, to be a registered member of his party, it costs you £25. No free membership, nothing like that. Yeah. And you don't even get voting rights.
Yeah. And it's not even a political party. It's a private limited company. Talking of Farage and Indie Live, I thought it was quite amusing. I don't know if you've had a chance today to look on social media, but there was a McDonald's next door to where he was talking yesterday in the corn halls in Edinburgh. and they stopped selling milkshakes.
they were asked or ordered by the police to stop selling milkshakes. What the hell? Did the police not think that if I'm going to throw or attempt to throw a milkshake, not that I would, over Nigel Farage or any of these people, I would take one with me.
Yeah, it was just it just makes me Scotland never change. It's quite scary that his party is, and as I say, comfortably in front, and in Wales, it's another place where they're well in front, and they have no manifesto, they have got no policies. And if you saw him in the Marsh show last week, I just saw the excerpts on social media. I'm not answering that. This is ludicrous. Yes, yes. This is ridiculous.
Why are you asking me that? And then he tried to turn, which is what happens. That's what they do. They try and turn the tables on the other person. If they're getting lambasted or getting put up against the wall, then what they do is they turn the tables and start attacking the person that's asking reasonable questions.
And even if up in Scotland here would have, in question time, where they load the audience, BBC, they're doing everything to help the union. The Tories and the Labour Party are an absolute meltdown. I mean, I saw the latest polls for the whole of the UK. It's slightly better for them in Scotland, but throughout the UK, the Tories are running on 9%, and the Labour Party are on 12%, while Farage is at 32-33% or something of the vote. It is quite incredible.
It's like, let's say, for instance, you live in Edinburgh. No, let's say you live in Dumfries, and there's two football teams. There's Team A and Team B, the Reds and the Blues. And the Reds and the Blues are causing, every time there's a match, they're fighting and people are ending up in hospital and people are getting arrested. Now, that's my wee analogy to start. And I'll go back to when I was at school. I was a Partick Thistle supporter. Simply because if you were a Rangers supporter, if somebody asked you who you supported, if you said Rangers, you'd get the chance of doing. If you said Celtic, you'd get a chance of doing. So you say Partick Thistle. So what happens is, there's my analogy ending. So if you come to now and you've got Labour and the Tories, everybody's disenchanted with them, with both of them, because they're just making an arse of it. Hmm. Up pops this other party. Oh, I'm voting them. The same kind of thing happened with the Lib Dems. So what they do is create this other party, this other choice for the people that would normally vote Tory or Labour. They create this other choice, which is basically what happened in Scotland with SNP. Oh, look, there's another choice. So people vote SNP and still continue to vote SNP. So what they do is they create this UKIP party, They create this change party. They create this, whatever the name of Farage's party is.
The Brexit party.
Brexit or something. Mm-hmm. And what they do is then what you find is the people that will vote for Nigel Farage, then if Nigel, this is obviously the Euro elections, but if that party gains any traction at all in the elections, that party will become another Lib Dem party. And what they'll do is they'll side with the Tories to get into government.
Yeah, well, I think from the point of view of the London-centric lovey media and mainstream media and broadcasters, Change UK was meant to be what you'd exactly describe, and this was meant to take up the cudgels because they were centrists, as they call them, and yes. From the point of view that you've got people in the, you know, and they put the pretty face of Heidi Allen, you know, the nice eye candy face and sweet pretty young lady, so she looks nice, but behind her is a shout of right wing people have voted for the bombing of Libya, the bombing of Syria, a couple of them voted for the invasion of Iraq, and you know, they're in favour of bombing Afghanistan, they've voted for austerity, they've voted for to take away disabled people's mobility. These people are, and they're calling that centrist, which, you know, must make me a Maoist, because I'm way left of that. But that's what they wanted. They wanted Change UK to be the new ones that the press and the offshore press baron, tax avoiding press barons could get behind, and that experiment's failed. So now Brexit's their party and Farage is their new hope, because this is all about making the rich richer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I read somewhere the other day that the 15 most the richest men in the UK have just like something like 550 billion more than they had before. I can't remember what it's 50 billion or something. While everybody's struggling, and they just don't give a shit. It's like, what was I going to say there? It's like the BBC. Now the BBC, it's not even a joke. It's absolutely terrible. They expect you to pay for the license. They're using money from the license to keep these newspapers.
Yeah.
That nobody's reading. The readership is going like plummeting. Yep. So they're using the BBC money. Who's allowing that? I don't remember saying that. If I pay, I don't have a TV license. I've not had a TV license for 5 years, and I won't have a TV license. I'm not paying for that shit. No. And I might have to scrub that wee word out, or I might not. But I'm not paying it. And the wee man's been to the door, and he says to me, "Hello," and the usual, you know, "Are you the house holder?" And I just point blank, I says, "Listen, what is it?" And he says, "The TV license." I says, "Okay, listen, I don't watch live TV and I don't record live TV." "Oh," he says, "that's fine. What was the name again?" And I said, "Have you not got the name in?" "I don't have it."